So, Lloyd, I have a question for you.
Question?
Do you know what a synthetic persona is?
Oh, no. I don't know what a synthetic persona. I mean, is there synthetic and then maybe like cotton and,
yeah.
And polyester?
There's a polyester blend.
Right.
Yeah, I had never heard of this either, but this is, again, a new step in artificial intelligence where businesses are creating what they're calling synthetic personas to help in audience research.
Okay.
And this is something that businesses do all the time, market research, to find out if they're on the right track in terms of their numbers and if they're creating products that consumers want. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're doing traditional market research, it can be very expensive.
Absolutely.
Very, very expensive. And it can take a long
time. Yes.
Months and months on end. Mm-hmm. Well, what we're seeing with synthetic personas is it's costing about half of what it normally would cost, and it's only taken a couple of weeks. So now businesses are able to refine their product in a much more quick, expedited way. Fascinating. Mercedes de LaGuardia is the U.S. Director of Deep Learning and Data Intelligence at LLYC and joins us this morning to talk about it. Mercedes, it's good to have you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about synthetic personas. What is it and how does that help these companies?
Of course. So the great thing about synthetic personas, they're basically AI generated. So they're the representation of a customer, a patient, a voter, or just a consumer overall, right? So how you build them is it has millions of data points. It can have public information from like census, or it can have demographic information, how old they are, or previous surveys. And it's an iteration of just many, many people into one. So for example, when you think about Google Maps, right? Google Maps doesn't follow one driver. It follows millions of different drivers to create a pattern. So that is a synthetic persona. It's just a lot of information into one person that you can interview or put them in focus groups and they can interact with each other and you can get responses to various topics.
You know, this kind of sounds like something, you know, Fortune 500 companies would use, but I'm thinking it could probably be a game changer for small businesses as well.
100%. So some of our main clients actually are startups, nonprofits. The main thing is it's very fast, and the price is a tenth of what a normal focus group would cost you. So it's very accessible for different customers.
You talk about all these data points that go into a synthetic persona. That's not specifically one person, right? It's not Joe Smith down the street and you have data on him. It is a collection of data in a particular area. How does that, is it, are you missing specific information that might be helpful to these companies when it comes to their development?
So not necessarily. You have enough information. When you're putting together these personas, you need to have very smart people that are very savvy in terms of it's statistically correct, right? Okay. So you are always looking for the most amount of probability in an answer. Of course, like any interview, there are certain things that you might miss. We also have to understand that these personas are factually correct in many ways and not necessarily emotional in their responses. But because there is enough information, public information out there, we can build statistically correct synthetic people, basically.
Hmm. Where do you see the biggest limitations with this? I mean, are there situations where nothing can replace sitting down with a real person and hearing their experience firsthand?
Of course, of course. So, for example, if you are doing a internal survey, right, for your employees, you do want to have some in-depth interviews that no amount of synthetic personas will give you because it's very specific to a context, a period of time that you're not going to have enough external information to be able to validate. But if you are, I don't know, let's say a bank and you want to understand why young adults hesitate to save money or apply for their first mortgage, there will be enough external information to be able to get those answers that you're looking for. So it is a case to case. I truly don't believe that synthetic personas are going to 100% replace human validation or human interviews. But it's a great way for, like you said, like smaller companies or nonprofits or just companies in general that need faster answers in a smaller time frame.
So it's more cost effective. There's less time involved here. You're able to, these groups, companies, nonprofits are able to get the information quicker. How widely adopted is this at this point?
So it's not as widely adopted because you need a lot of tools to be able to put it together. But it is being validated all the time. And it started with very big companies like Fortune 500 companies that started running some of the simulations. And it's starting to roll out. So I would say in a few months, it's pretty going to be pretty standard.
Really interesting stuff. Mercedes de la Guardia, thank you so much for your time on this. Really interesting. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you got it. You know, the interesting thing here is it almost is like, okay, if you're a restaurateur,
mm-hmm.
and you're looking to open a new restaurant.
Okay.
And you use a synthetic persona on New York and Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, New York City, you could make the argument that it's an oversaturated market. That if you put a new restaurant in New York City and you're not, you know, Wolfgang Puck.
Exactly.
You're probably going to get lost in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you'll get a bump. Of course, people will come in, check out the new spot.
Right.
But there's a chance that you get lost in the shuffle.
Sure.
If you come to Detroit and open a new restaurant, you're going to...
Oh.
You'll be...
We still have room for a lot.
Right. Right.
A lot of different...
So it's like the data points are great. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But are you getting the full picture? That's what I wonder about this technology.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
But it's going to get better.
The right balance between, you know, trusting the data and trusting humans, you know, you got to get that balance.
Yeah, sir, certainly. Meanwhile, the U.S. targeting Iran more. We'll talk about that next this year morning.